So this is another story about traveling and getting around. Back when I was 19, I did not use a cane. I was just doing it the best I could. And I went out for a walk, and down in Boston, like the downtown Boston area, a little farther out. And I was wandering around or walking where I needed to go. And I ended up in a construction site. There was a fence that was open, and somehow I walked in there and just ended up there, kept stepping farther and farther in, feeling more and more kind of like, I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure where I am. Really dark. And I ended up stepping onto like a really creaky board. And then I took another couple of steps and I stepped onto another creaky board. And I realized that I was standing on a board that was crossing over an open hole. I could feel it and tell from just the acoustics that there was something on the side of me and something, but not nothing really under me to hold me up. And I kind of put my foot forward and I felt some nails sticking up. And I thought, I'm in trouble here. I'm in trouble. And I didn't know what to do because I thought if I took another step, I would really get hurt. So I listened around to see who was in the area. And the only noise and the only voices I heard were about 50 yards away ahead of me. And it was really obviously two gangs rumbling with each other. A lot of violence, yelling at each other, screaming. I heard chains. I heard people, you know, threatening to kill each other. And I thought, I may as well. So instead of seeing whether I got hurt instead. So I called out, excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I don't see very well. I really need your help. Can someone come and help me? And there was silence and the fighting stopped and there was just more silence. And one guy climbed up over the fence and the other ones were cheering him on saying, go get her, go get her, go get her, go get her. And I thought, oh no, I know, what have I done? I don't know how this is really gonna go, but I heard this man, he climbed up over the chain link fence and dropped down and starts stomping towards me, heavily chained, just I could hear the kind of the leather and the creaking and kind of stomping towards me, stomping with the whole cheering panel behind him screaming, go get her, go get her. And he comes over to me and he picks me up and shoves me under his armpit and carries me out of the construction site. And then he asks me, while I'm still under his armpit, my arms dangling down, he asks me, where are you going? Are you going to the T? And I said, yes, actually, I am going to the T. And he said, okay, do you want me to carry you down there? And I said, no, that's okay. You can put me down. Thank you. And he puts me down and I thank him very much. And he crosses back through the construction site, climbs back over the fence, drops down, and they continue their rumble and the fighting. And it's just very intense. It was an incredible thing to experience. And I guess the moral of the story is, you know, kind of see what happens, do it if you need to, and also expect things to go better than they might actually go and take some risks.